Cut from 1960's Open Sesame, the opening cut on side one, and the title cut to the debut from Freddie Hubbard as a leader on Blue Note. And we heard him in the company of Tina Brooks, McCoy Tyner, Sam Jones, and Clifford Jarvis. The liner notes by the great Ira Gittler, who said, "The album is an open sesame for two doors. One is being opened by Blue Note on an extraordinary talented young trumpet player named Freddie Hubbard by giving him his first date as a leader. The other by Hubbard himself through his playing in this set. His trumpet is his open sesame. The door is open." We just lost Ira Gittler, who wrote liner notes to some of the great jazz recordings of all time, and across a wide gamut of artists. We're going to feature a lot of Ira Gittler-penned recordings here through the course of this edition of The Beat on WCMU. I'm David Nicholas with you Saturdays, noon to 3, on your music and NPR news station.
Thank you.
Opening that set, music from Hank Mobley and his 1956 recording titled Mobley's Message, and we heard Minor Disturbance of Mobley when this album was reissued. Ira Gittler wrote, "The story of Hank Mobley is a perfect example of how sickening the effects of fashion can be in the arts. In 1964, reviewing an album of his called No Room for Squares, Ira Gittler says that he wrote, quote, Mobley has long been my choice as recipient of that overused word, underrated. Fellow musicians have realized his worth for a number of years, but others seem oblivious to his talent. So writes the great Ira Gittler, whom we're honoring this week on The Beat here on WCMU, looking at a number of recordings for which his liner notes appeared and helped us go deeper inside the music. Sonny Clark followed with a track called Something Special from Leapin' and Lopin'. Ira Gittler wrote that Sonny Clark once was quoted as saying that the soul was your conception and you're growing up to the capacities of the instrument. Sonny Clark has come of age. You're tuned into The Beat here on WCMU, a listener-supported service of Central Michigan University. Jeff Patton helping out on the production of the show again this week. Also, you'll find playlist information for all the music that we are playing, and some new releases will be coming up along the way, too, along with a lot of these recordings for which Ira Gittler wrote the liner notes, rather, during his long, long career. Ira Gittler passed away on the 23rd of February, and we're honoring him as a spotlight this week. We've got music coming up, a couple of new things, Betty Bryant and Caesar Frazier. In fact, Frazier will wrap up in last part of this first hour. Ira Gittler wrote liner notes for Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, and recordings of theirs that Gillespie made for the RCA label, and the Genius of Modern Music, the Blue Note stuff from Monk. We'll also throw in a couple of Charlie Parker tracks working on the Dial label with Miles Davis and company. We'll kick it off with Diz. This one's called Duff Capers. Thank you. Wrapping up that set with a couple of sides, Charlie Parker made for the Dial label. We heard from him Bird Feathers and Dexterity, both with a young Miles Davis on trumpet. Thelonious Monk from the Genius of Modern Music Volume 1, and a version of In Walked Bud, a tune that he wrote for Bud Powell. And we started off with Dizzy Gillespie and Company and Duff Capers, part of the music that he laid down many years ago for the Bluebird label, reissued through RCA back in the mid-90s. And we got new jazz for you here on The Beat. This is from Betty Bryant.
Catfish man, you're just an also-ran, and it's just front-runners for me. I got no use for you and your jive talking too. You know you ain't the only fish in the sea. Waiting, hoping,
done all that I can. Got just one more thing I'd like to say. There's a man out there who is on the square. I'll find him or he'll find me one day. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Organist Caesar Frazier and a new recording through the Savant label, a version of Jive Samba, one written by Nat Adderley, Lyle Link on the tenor, Jacques Leger guitar, Leon Joyce Jr. drums. And before that, too, from the new recording from Betty Bryan, it's called Project 88, and we heard her on a little thing called Cho-Cho that she wrote, and also one that she laid the vocal to called Catfish Man. Again, the playlist up there at radio.wcmu.org. Jeff Patton handling all of that for us, along with all the production again this week. Caesar Frazier will take us up to the top in the next hour, opening with a work of Junior Mance, Jackie McLean, and Kenny Drew, albums that had the liner notes penned by one and only the late, great Ira Gittler. That music is on the way. Thank you.